I think that they do have a machine going. I mean, and Oregon's right up there as far as recruiting. What did they finish, 5 or 6 yesterday?
Yeah, 5.
Yeah. Okay. So they're the only team. Did you see the stat? There's only been 6 teams, I believe, that have won games in the college football playoffs since they started. What year did the college football playoffs start?
2014. I was going over that yesterday. It's amazing how few teams are involved.
6 teams have won games in it, and they were the top 6 teams in recruiting yesterday. So I love college football, but this isn't the 70s and 80s anymore.
No, it isn't. Hey, I remember when I was at the national championship game, and I saw Auburn get off the bus, guys like Nick Fairley, and I was like, these are monsters. This is a different level. Unbelievable. All right, so this week we go to South Bend. Kind of a de facto play-in. Notre Dame wins, they're in. Clemson wins, they're probably both in. Tigers will have the future Jet, Trevor Lawrence, in there. They also get James Skalski, a linebacker. Irish got a really good defense, an efficient quarterback. But the odds makers are like, whoa, Tigers minus 10.5 on the road. Who you liking here?
So a lot of people think that, you know, Trevor Lawrence comes back, everything is fine. But his backup threw for 439 yards in that game, did not throw an interception. I found something looking over stats. This was amazing. So Travis Etienne last 6 games of the year, ran for between 109 and 212 yards every game. This year, last 6 games, just between 28 and 86 yards. I don't think their offensive line is what it was last year, in the last couple of years. I don't think their wide receivers or their DBs are on the same level. Notre Dame is averaging 235 rushing yards per game. I think their line play is going to keep them in the game. I think Clemson finds a way to win. They're just so talented. 34-30, but I'll take the 10.5 in Notre Dame.
All right. You know, I mentioned San Jose State earlier, and here they are in the Mountain West Championship game. First time they've even had a winning record since they joined that league. And, of course, Boise State kind of owns the Mountain West. And they went 3 weeks between games. They won in that snowstorm at Wyoming last week.
Yep.
And the bookies say Boise State laying 6.5. What's the play here?
So did you see who the coach was the last time that they went undefeated? San Jose State, 1938?
No, I didn't. Who was it?
The famous name, Pop Warner.
Oh, really? I love it.
Pop Warner. So, yeah, I played Pop Warner football when I was younger. Did you play Pop Warner football?
I did not. I played boys club football.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, they called it Pop.
Sure.
I played for the boys and girls club, so, in Miami. But they called the league was called the Pop Warner League. And so, it goes back that far. So, they're roadkill no more. The best defenses this year that Boise has faced, BYU and Wyoming, kind of held them in check. Little Sparty here runs for more yards, over 65 per game than Boise. They throw for more yards per game. They have more sacks per game. They give up fewer rushing yards per game. In fact, they're +4 in turnover ratio, while Boise this year is -4. I don't think that Boise, the first time I saw them, after like a quarter, I wrote down a note and went back and looked at it. I just don't think they're that talented anymore. I don't think they have the talent they used to have. The only thing that they have an edge over San Jose State, any major statistical category, is 5 block kicks. So unless their special teams are special and they hit on maybe a trick play or two, remember, San Jose State played on the same field last week in Vegas and won the championship. They're waiting for Boise. It's not like they have to play in Boise. If they're playing in Boise in 15-degree weather, then it's a different story. But I like San Jose State 30-27 in this game.
All righty. In the weirdo Pac-12 championship game, you got USC and Oregon. Of course, the showdown with Washington got canceled. Then their matchup with Colorado got switched to this one. So by hook or by crook, they get a shot to defend their conference title. USC, while unbeaten, man, they've needed some late-game heroics from their quarterback, Keaton Slovis. Odds makers say the boys from Troy lay in 3.5. What do you say?
Will they buy them conference championship rings? They win it?
I have no idea.
They probably will. Can you imagine if you could have had a chance at a conference championship ring and you couldn't play in the game because your team had COVID, trying to explain this to your grandchildren 40, 50 years from now?
No, so. they just look at you like, oh, Grandpa's been hitting the sauce again.
Right, something. So some people, I think, will think that the Ducks had the advantage of having the week off. But, you know, they might have been talking a bunch, you know, about their coach, who, you know, that sometimes that distraction could be something. I think that the UCLA quarterback, something special. I mean, he was playing really well last couple weeks and played great in the game against USC. I thought the mistake was Kelly's mistake. He should have pulled aside his kicking team and said, listen, when UCLA scored the touchdown, wasn't there like 30, 40 seconds left to go in the game?
Oh, no, it was ridiculous. And then they allowed the kick to get returned across midfield.
Right. So I think there was 30 or 40 seconds left in the game. If I'm the head coach, what I tell my kickoff team is, okay, so if they bring the ball out to the 30-yard line, we're probably not getting beat, even the 35-yard line. Don't sit there and run down there like you want to be the first tackle. Hold your block. If the guy's blocking, just shed the block and break down, and just don't go down too quick. And what do? Just ran right by the guy. And he runs it back for almost 60 yards. Two plays later, they lose the game. Thought that was part of it, but I thought the UCLA offense was really good. I don't know if the Ducks' offense is going to be any better, and I think the USC passing game against the weakness of the Ducks, which is their pass defense, I think it might click here. I like USC 38-30.
All righty. Shootout,
yep.
City.
Yep.
Talking the numbers, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Let's get to the NFL. Chiefs are now the top gun in the AFC after beating Miami. The Steelers have been slipping. They're at New Orleans, who lost to Philly to lose the NFC top seed. Pat Mahomes in this offense against a really good Saint defense. Chiefs, a 3-point road chalk. How do you see this one?
They might have had a wake-up call, Kansas City playing the Miami defense. Miami defense is pretty good. And they might have woken up Patrick Mahomes, who threw three interceptions. He'd only thrown two coming into that game the entire season. So I think that they're going to run the ball a little more than normal. I think that the Saints, on the other hand, are going to try to – it looks like Brees will not play in this game. They're going to wait another couple games. He's having some problems. He's not close to 100%. For Hill, Hill's going to have to lead them on three or four touchdown drives or a couple touchdown drives, two or three field goal drives, and I don't know if he can do it. You know, Kansas City just has to play this smart. I mean, he's not going to beat him throwing the football. So I crowd the line here. I think Kansas City can score enough. I think they're the right side. I have Kansas City win this game 27-13.
All righty. The Seahawks, man, talk about frequent flyer miles. They've been to Miami, Atlanta, Buffalo, Philly, and now they're going to be in D.C. Washington leads the East. They've won three straight, all on the road, including knocking the Steelers off. Man, that defense led by the former Gator, Jonathan Bostic, they're playing out of their minds. But Seattle is still a nice 5-point road chalk. What's your read on this one?
So I've been on Washington a lot, and they've done real well for me the last couple weeks. But we don't know the status, a couple key injured guys. I think if Smith and Gibson don't play in the game, I think they're in trouble. McKittrick is a nice backup running back. That is it. Him playing the whole game is not enough. And I think they need both those guys to be able to go against the Seattle team that seems like they found themselves. They're playing some defense now. They since Jamal Adams came back and recently acquired veteran pass rusher Carlos Dunlap, the Seattle defense has been in excellent form. They've allowed under 300 yards in each of the last three games. They've given up an average of just 16 points per game the last five games. And I think that the Seattle receivers are going to be too much for the Washington DBs here as long as Seattle gets enough time. I like Seattle. I think they win the game 31-14.
All righty. Your game of the week is in the Pac-12, Utah, after beating Colorado, hosting Washington State. Your service, of course, about seeking out those advantageous matchups to pick winners for your clients. So let the folks know how to get Cougs, Utes, and all Paramount Sports has to offer.
Yeah, if they want to get involved, just call me here at this number. We'll give them that game for free, 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 1-800-400-9741. And I think it's going to be a great year for us and a nice wind-up, even considering what's going on with COVID. So we did actually lose last week for my clients, but we've still won 11 of 15 weeks this year. So normally it's $497 from now through the Super Bowl. And remember, we have championship week in college football. We still have 4 weeks left of the NFL. We have 35 bowl games, NFL playoffs, and Super Bowl. We've won here 24 of the 27 years in the college bowls. Last year, from January 1st to the Super Bowl, we went 13-3 to end the year. So normally it's $497. If they use coupon code SAVE200, cheapest price ever for my phone service from now through the Super Bowl, just $297. How do they hop on board? ParamountSports.com. You can do it there or call us here at the office, 800-400-9741. And Steve, how many years have we been together now?
It's either 16 or 17.
Long time. Longer than most marriages. Trying time, but we made it through it. And I want to wish you and your family and your staff and all the listeners out there a happy and healthy holiday and Merry Christmas. And I want everyone to stay safe. And we'll be back Friday before the Super Bowl.
Awesome. Always a pleasure, my friend. Back at you. You and yours be well, be safe.